composed in 1717 for King George I. He basically wanted music on his car stereo. But back then, they didn't have cars, and he decided he wanted music actually on his powerboat stereo. But they didn't have that back then, so he said, well, let's have some music, and I'm going to go down the River Thames in my royal barge, and I'd like a boat next to me full of musicians playing this outdoor music. And that's exactly what Handel wrote the music for. So there are about 50 musicians on a boat, a barge, very close to King George's barge. So it's very much outdoor music. Katie, as you and I were talking before about the Mendelssohn Concerto, this is the concerto in D minor that Mendelssohn wrote at the whopping old age of 12. And Mendelssohn was one of the great child prodigy composers along the lines of a Mozart. And when he was a child, he wrote actually a number of string symphonies. So the idea for the young Mendelssohn of writing these quote-unquote orchestral works was writing pieces for string orchestra. So at the age of 12, he decided to write a violin concerto. It's for solo violin and orchestra. However, the orchestra is just the string section of the symphony. It sounds like a youthful work, but it's certainly not the work of a child. Of course, we're talking about Mendelssohn. We're not talking about a human child when it comes to composition. I mean, this is just crazy, over-the-top talent and skill. Just, you know, is one of those forces of nature, again, like a Mozartian child composer. And it's a beautiful concerto. It's actually very brilliant. The last movement in its own way is as brilliant as the much later famous concerto. And then after intermission, we perform the Serenade No. 1, Opus 11, in D major. Incidentally, all of our pieces are in D.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of worked out that way. And actually, it's kind of neat to have three different composers writing in the same key, and the music's all radically different. You're not going to get tired of D major and D minor. The Serenade was written when Brahms was in his 20s, and the story's pretty simple. It was originally a chamber piece, and when teachers and musical friends, including Clara Schumann, looked at the music, the response was, well, this is great, but it really feels more like an orchestral piece. So Brahms basically then took it and said, okay, I'm going to try to write an orchestral work. I think there was a thought of maybe sort of turning it into a symphony, but he chose the Serenade title, and it's just one of his first orchestral works. It was written about the same time as his first piano concerto. And it's a terrific work. I actually think it's one of Brahms' better pieces, to be honest with you. It's an early work, but there's something about it that's really innocent. It's a very happy Brahms, which is something listeners don't get to hear very often. You know, Brahms is usually kind of serious. He has his moments, but this is a very sunny, unassuming work. It's very happy. There are moments in it that are as grand and as beautiful as any of the symphonies of Brahms. And in its own way, for different reasons, like the Mendelssohn Concerto that we're performing, it is not a piece that's nearly as well-known, and it certainly is not as well-known as it should be. And I just think there's a lot of reasons, but even Brahms himself sort of dismissed the work as, I wrote this when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s. And I think when people typically want to program Brahms, the thought is, well, of course you do one of the symphonies, which the symphonies are great, and we've programmed most of them in the time that I've been here in Fort Smith. So the Serenade tends to be sort of put aside, but I would put it up with any of his other works. It's so infectious. It's in six movements. There are some terrific moments. Some of the best of Brahms is in this Serenade. And it's exciting. A lot of people in the orchestra have never played it before. So, and I was just talking to someone who has relatives who play full-time in some orchestras, and they've never played it either. It's been the work is well known in maybe in musicological circles. It's been around for a long time, but it just I think a lot of orchestras, to be honest, I think they're a little scared to program it because the thought might be, well, I think people might, you know, they're not going to know this piece. People are going to want to hear the symphonies. But I think it's a great piece. There's no question about it. And I think with this unknown Mendelssohn and very little known Brahms, I think the program, in some respects, was going to be a great concert. It might be slightly, how can I say it, slightly underrated in the view of some people. It might be more one of the underrated concerts in terms of what you would see on the page, you know, the program page. But actually, in some respects, I think it has the best music that we've played, that we're going to play all season on it. So we're really looking forward to it. The orchestra is more chamber-sized. We have our full string section, but we have basically, you know, woodwinds and pairs and horns and trumpets, no low brass, no percussion besides timpani.